Hello, everybody, and welcome back to JustVocabulary.com. Today's two words,
purvey
and
riveting.
If you're new to the podcast, Just Vocabulary is a podcast that introduces two GRE words per episode. We also have the Just Vocabulary Power Hour, the weekly recap, and iPod and mobile phone study tools. For more information, go to JustVocabulary.com. Let's get started with our first word,
purvey.
It's a verb, and here's an example sentence. The Italian government purveyed blankets and water to the earthquake victims.
Purvey.
Lisa considered herself a purveyor of news and opinion.
Purvey.
The president's speech was intended to purvey a message of optimism.
Purvey.
Purvey is a verb, and it's spelled P-U-R-V-E-Y.
Purvey.
Do you know what it means? To purvey means to provide goods and services, especially as a business. To purvey means to provide food, services, or information, especially, but not always, as a business. Think of the related word provide, which has generally replaced purvey in modern English. Purvey usually means to provide. Thus, a purveyor is a provider or supplier. Some synonyms are supply, provide, furnish, or inform, and two antonyms, hinder or impede. All right, that was an easy word. Let's move on to our next word.
Riveting.
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 I found the movie riveting, and I was on the edge of my seat the whole time.
Riveting.
Mark's lectures were less than riveting, and several students decided to drop the class.
Riveting.
The mafia trial has riveted the nation.
Riveting.
The verb is rivet, and the adjective is riveting.
Riveting.
And it's spelled R-I-V-E-T-I-N-G.
Riveting.
What does it mean? If something rivets someone, it attracts and keeps their attention. So something that's riveting arouses or holds the attention of someone. To rivet is to hold or to direct one's attention to something. Something that is riveting is something that has fascinating qualities. But remember, just because something is riveting, it doesn't always mean it's good. Sometimes horrifying things can be riveting as well. Okay, synonyms. Riveting is synonymous with captivating or enthralling or spellbinding. And two good antonyms, boring or dull. Brilliant. Let's do a quick review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word
probity?
Probity.
Probity.
It's a noun, and it means unquestionable integrity and honesty. Example, I would never doubt Angela's probity. Any secret you tell her is safe.
Probity.
Okay, and that's it for today's regular episode. Remember, we also have the Just Vocabulary Power Hour. That's 60 minutes of just vocabulary. No intros, outros, and no advertising. And of course, the weekly recap. In the weekly recap, we review 10 previous words in 6 minutes.
Tingli Katang, TingClass.com.